has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're not the only one on, are you, Brandy?
No. I think so. No. Okay, good.
And I apologize for being late tonight. And this is interesting. We are beginning the study of section 25 from the Parsha of Vayera. And the reason I'm delaying is because I had it opened and it closed.
Out. You're breaking up really badly.
Yeah, I hear it also. Okay. Is it a little better now?
Yes, it is.
So the first verse in section 25 is Pasuk 342. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kud shabriku ishkinte bidhilu urkimu udhilu urkimu udhilu urkimu liakta Lashem yudhe bavavhe the Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Vasov Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kunanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kunanehu. Vayi Isa Misham Avraham Arta Hanegev Kol Matlano Awel Mithlisitra the daroma yatir mesitra achara begin deha behachmata avad leita beka the daroma. The English translation: and Abraham journeyed from there toward the south country. All of Abraham's journeys were to the south, which is Chesed, rather than in any other direction. He planned wisely so that he would be attached to the south. My commentary: this pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. When you travel north, you are attached to judgment. This spiritual law applies to everyone. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, what came to my thought was the different houses that I've lived in and the directions that they faced rather than traveling. Most of our travels were ending up going east or west. That's the thought that came.
Let me address the that issue. When you're walking in your house, do you face the south? Do you walk in the south? Or do you turn around and walk north? The direction of travel is not necessarily that you've gone on a trip, that it's away from your home. And yes, the direction the house faces is also an issue. The direction of where things are in your room. You know, we think in terms of symmetry, where we have things that are facing the two directions. When it comes to having children, the direction of your where your head is and where your feet are with respect to the directions make a difference in having children and in whether you have a boy or a girl, according to the Zohar. So this is a very strong spiritual law that the direction that you walk, the direction you face, deals with the energy. So if you take three steps south when you're walking in your kitchen, you are in those three steps, you are connected to the energy of Chesed. If you turn to the right, you're now going to be facing if you turn to the right, you're now going to be facing west, which is Malchut. If you turn around and take a step back to the north, the Chesed has left you, and judgment has connected to you. These energies are there. If I can try and explain this consciousness, we multitask, or we like to think we multitask. But essentially, in the physical world, you can have multiple types of energies connecting to you and you connecting to those energies based on many criteria. One of them, and a very strong one, is the direction you are moving. So when you moved in a southerly direction, you connect to Chesed. When you moved in a northern direction, you're connecting to judgment. Does it mean that applies, that you're being judged when you move to the north? What it's saying is you're not in balance. You're not in that central place. What we were talking about, and we've been talking about a little bit over the months, Hashem hardened Pharaoh's heart. What was that doing? It was to try to bring him back into a balance point where the coercion of the plagues did not impact his decisions. The same thing is true of this energy that we're talking in this verse. If you are connecting to Chesed, you're not in the balance point. There's some aspect of moving away from that balance point. The fact that you're moving in a southerly direction brings you to the right column, brings you to be some aspect, not an overall aspect, but some aspect of being connected to Chesed. So your decisions, your free will choices, are going to be impacted by that. We are taught in the Torah to strive to maintain balance, to be in balance, so that our free will choices are exactly that, free choice from a place of balance. But if you don't know that the direction you're walking is chesed, you're not aware that your decisions are being impacted by that. I hope that's clear, because it's difficult. But it's not something to be afraid of, because you can't move around the world without moving in a direction. But you can plan so your directions are always more oriented to chesed than they are to gevurah.
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
Okay, my comment is that years ago I studied something very similar to that, what you were talking about, and it was Oriental, called Feng Shui, and it had to deal with the energy within your surrounding, and everything gave off energy. And depending on where you placed it as to what, whether it was a good energy or a not good energy, and on the basis of arranging everything in your environment would either bring you positive results or negative results. And I thought that was really interesting. To me, that's real similar to what you were talking about.
It's very much similar to what I was talking about. And in the Zohar, it discusses exactly the same idea, except one of the Kabbalist teachers that I have explained that the problem with following Feng Shui is that is for souls that come from the East, that they are born in the eastern part of the world, or it's east relative to the western world. And what it said, what my teacher was saying and expressing, Feng Shui works for the Oriental soul. But if you turn everything that Feng Shui teaches 90 degrees to the right, then that's the Feng Shui map pattern for the Western soul.
Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting.
The teaching of Feng Shui is very much part of what the Zohar is explaining, including this verse that we're talking about.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense to me because I studied Feng Shui. And it makes sense to me what you said, turning it 90 degrees. That's an interesting concept.
If you think in terms of the four directions, when you're facing east and you turn to the right, what direction are you connecting to?
South.
I didn't hear which one.
South.
Correct. And that's why he said to turn to this 90 degrees to the right from the swing fence way, because that energy, that approach to energy is for the Oriental soul, which is connected to what we call the East part of the world.
Well, that was an easy question to answer, because sitting in my living room, my house faces east. So if I go to the left, I'm going to the north. If I'm going to the right, I'm going to the south. And if I'm going behind me, it's the west.
Correct.
So I don't even have to move out of my living room. I just have to sit here.
But does your couch allow you to face to the south?
No.
It's
a chair, and no, it doesn't, but my body can turn that way.
Correct. And that's exactly the point. The furniture and the idea of feng shui is to bring the energies into balance, but more inclined toward the east. When you make the change of those things, but it's really about orienting your body in those directions. And we just don't think of it in the Western world. We're not taught to think of it. The feng shui teaches that you need to bring water into your space, which is essence.
Right.
But if you place it in which direction in the room, that energy of chesed is changed, it's modified.
Right.
That's what this is really saying, which is that we can have multiple aspects of energy impacting our consciousness. That's what this verse is hinting at without saying it specifically about other things than direction. But there's an energy of growing. There's an energy of going against gravity, which is growing upwards as opposed to growing downwards. These are levels of consciousness that impacts us that we're not aware of unless we bring it into the open, which is what the Zohar helps us do.
Well, since the direction that we shake the lulav and etrog, it's a coat, I think it puts a deeper consciousness in us of where we're sitting. And even, the Zohar tells us even the direction where our bed should go. And so I think we've gotten a little bit more sublime teaching. Maybe it hasn't come out, but it's there. I think more so for me, I know, with the direction, with changing to the Ari's direction for shaking the lulav. Even where your table is and where you sit at the table. So the consciousness has been there, just maybe not spoken about.
And that's very well true. There are a lot of things that impact our consciousness that we are aware of on an unconscious level. But it's better to have it on a conscious level because that's revealing more of the unconscious. And that's what the Zohar is helping us to accomplish.
Well,
was the one to have wisdom was to the south and for wealth to the north. I'm trying to think back. That wasn't too long ago in the Zohar that we, or at least one of the Zohars. Maybe it was Daily Zohar. I'm not sure.
No, the Daily Zohar has spoken about it as well. I don't remember also when it was or which parasha from the Zohar, but it talks about how you approach the reading of the Torah when you're called up to the Torah as the Aliyah. That you start in the south and proceed in the direction of a circle, but the circle is connecting to the four different directions. I believe you go from the south to the north, from the south across the east to the north, and then across the west back to the south, to where you strive to be reading the Torah, because you're facing east as you walk up to the Torah, to the ark, to the table.
If you're sitting, is it sufficient just to turn your head toward a certain direction, or should it be your whole body?
If it can be your whole body, then it should be. If all you can turn is your head, then turn your head. But I can tell you from my personal experience, as I have aged, my ability to turn my head is not as capable as it once was, and it's sometimes hard to turn it, my head all the way in that direction that I want it to be. So I found that it's better to turn my whole body. But that may just be me.
No, I don't think it's you, because I had some work done on me, and I was told that my range of motion in turning my head needed to be stretched somewhat so that I could get more of a range. So I think it's an age thing.
We are out of time, so I found this an interesting Zohar pasuk, and I hope you did as well.
Very interesting.
Later tonight, the late class is question and answers, but since I was not available or for the last 2 days, we might be able to do a short RESA, but we'll see. If you have questions, please bring them. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Shalom Gadol.